When I was driving up this morning, the Spirit of God said, share with them my desire. And I want you to know that this is God's desire for us. He wants to rid you of all your own thinking. If you have gotten to a rut and you've tried to resolute this pain, you've tried to get rid of it some kind of way, and you've come up with solutions. You know, we've had solutions handed to us. Let's sell the land. Or we've given antidotes. Or people would tithe. And we've given, if people would do this or do that, we've had those thoughts. But I want you to know that the Spirit of God's desire for you is to have your mind set on Him. Because when you're giving birth, you don't want to think about it, or you can't think about anything else because the pain is so focused. And you're just, and I'm just standing there watching her, and as a man, all I want to do, I want to help her, but I can't do anything but model for her. Okay, honey, let's breathe. Right? I can't do anything. I'm holding her hand. What am I not doing? Trying to give her antidotes for her pain. Because all that's going to do is give me a slap in the face. You don't know what's happening to me. Get out of my face with that. Just come along with me and help in this childbirth. Help in this birthing. Get your mind off of all those worldly things. Get your heart set on what's about to take place. You say, we want to grow? Well, get your heart set on the growth that's going to come forth. How are you going to help minister to the people that are going to stand in front of you in these seats right here that's here now? How are you going to be a part of things being growing up? Another analogy is my wife has a green thumb. She can grow just about anything that comes out of the dirt. And when it's time for her to prune, she sometimes cuts back every leaf on the thing. I'm looking at it like, man, it's dead. It's going to die. But as long as there's roots, there's life, right? We look around us and we say, man, we'll definitely cut back. We're definitely not in our prime as we look around, as numbers say. But don't let that deter you from what God is doing in our house. We do not want to be a house full of our own desires. When people come, we want to be a house full of God's desire, full of what God has done. When we look at them and they come in and they sit in these seats, they say, what is happening? And we can say, God is doing this thing. We might not have exactly the words to put to it or specific things to say what that is, but we know that God is doing this thing on our behalf. You know how you cry out to Him when you don't know an answer. I don't know what to do, God. What should I do? I'm paralyzed by the situation. I don't know what to do. What do you do? Come on, saints. What do? You cry out to God, help me, Lord. God sends the help in many different ways. Look over your life and know that He has sent help today to Trystone Christian Center. Help for what? Help for the birthing to come forth. It's been 8.5 years. I know it takes, 39 months or 40 months for childbirth to be complete?
It may feel like that. 40
weeks. 40 weeks. I'm sorry, 40 weeks. You say, my God, woo, that's a long, 3-4 years, woo. Well, maybe that's what the Lord is trying to say to us. Maybe we got a few more years with this, or maybe it's a shorter time. I believe it can be a shorter time if we all can agree in this one thing. Father God, bring forth this child. Bring forth this fruit. Bring it forth. I think that should be at the top of our prayer list. Every time you think about your brothers and sisters here at Trystone, every time you think about the church, every time you think about Pastor Brittany and Pastor Eric, think about bring forth. Go ahead, say that. Bring forth. Come on, say it. Bring forth.
Bring forth.
oh Lord, that fruit, bring it forth. I'm going to labor in prayer and whatever else I have to do until it comes forth. I'm not moving. I'm not going to shake. I'm not going to turn forward until it comes forth. I'm going to put my face, set my face like a flint in a direction, in a force upon God, and it's going to come to pass because he said so. Amen? Amen. Amen. That word was rolling in my spirit this morning. I came in and I told Pastor, I have a word from the Lord. I know it is. Because when you wake up, I didn't have time to think about anything else. He'd already given me thought. When I came that morning with this song, he'd already given me thought. So I didn't have time to put my own words in. He started talking right away and said, I want you to deliver my desire. And all we have to do is take it.